Local community services boards offer care, but the research found that none provides the full array of 39 services. Margaret Nimmo Crow is the senior policy analyst for the nonprofit Voices for Virginia's Children.
1 in 10 having a serious mental health problem means that there's someone that you know who has a child who suffers from a mental health problem. And the chances are they're having a very difficult time finding access to services and treatment that their child needs.
She said only 1/4 of the boards provide 4 basic services.
Those services are access to psychiatric care, case management, high-quality intensive in-home services, and a full array of crisis response services. So things like mobile crisis teams who can go into a child's home or school when he is experiencing a psychiatric crisis.
The most deficient were crisis care services. Schools and private psychiatrists also provide care, as does the juvenile justice system, where many youth end up due to untreated mental health needs. Child advocates are calling on lawmakers to recognize that the system is strained and adopt a more comprehensive and better funded approach. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.